But first, less than half of Arizona students passed most sections of the Easy Merit Test. That's the state's standardized exam, which is aligned with the Arizona College and Career Ready standards. The results released yesterday do show some improvement from 2016 in areas including 6th and 7th grade math and 3rd and 4th grade English. And the show's Mark Brody is here with more on the results. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, in a statement, State School Superintendent Diane Douglas says she's pleased scores are, quote, modestly moving in the right direction. And to get some perspective on the results, I spoke earlier with Stacey Morley. She's Government Affairs Director with Stanford Children Arizona, and I asked her what she makes of the numbers.
Well, I think it's a good sign that we have, a slight increase in scores over the last, since we started administering the new assessment. Overall, it's still disheartening at how poorly our students are performing overall, and especially when you get into the higher grades, the performance drop-off is pretty significant in all the tested areas.
Yeah, I'm curious, in those upper grades, the upper levels of high school, how concerning is it that those numbers don't really seem to be getting a lot better? Some of the younger grades do, but as the students get older, it seems like they're at least the last couple of years kind of leveling off.
Well, it's like a compounding, right? If you're struggling to read at third grade, even if you pass, but you have a struggle to read at third grade, it only gets harder. There's a saying that until third grade, you're learning to read, and after third grade, you read to learn. So if you are not reading on grade level proficiently at third grade, at entering into fourth grade, you're going to have problems comprehending material as you go on through your academic years. And the same thing can be said with math. If you know, it's very foundational. So, you know, even though we do better in the lower grades, we're not doing well enough for our kids to really have long-term academic success.
When AZ Merit came along, there was a lot of discussion that, at least at the beginning, the scores would be lower, trying to warn people and maybe lower expectations. It was a harder test than the old test called AIMS. And there was a lot of discussion about we just have to let students get used to the test and the scores will start coming up. Is this kind of what you expected at that time, or are we not at the point at which you thought we would be when AZ Merit was started?
No, I mean, I believe that basically with the old assessment, it tested the old standards, and our old standards were far below what our kids really needed to know. So we were actually doing, you know, a really big disservice to our kids. We're graduating them saying, you're ready to go to high school, you did so well on AIMS, but the fact, and you're ready to go on into college. But the fact was that our standards and our assessments were not up to par of where you really need to be ready to take on those harder classes and tasks. So when we increased our standards, we had to obviously increase the rigor of the assessment to test those higher expectations. So basically, we've raised the expectations for all kids, and the assessment is testing that. So we definitely knew that there was going to be a drop in scores, and that, you know, as kids got used to the test and used to the standards, and that's also probably why some of the higher grades are not doing as well, since they basically went through half of their school academic life under the old standards, and then we changed them. And part of it is, you know, we haven't fully funded our schools since the recession, and so we adopted new standards and a new assessment without providing enough money for schools to really properly implement.
How much of these scores do you attribute to the state's level of funding for Arizona schools, and how much might be related to other things?
I don't know that you can actually put, like, it's not that simple, right? So some schools are still doing a really good job using their money efficiently and effectively. So it's not just about more money. It's about where you're using it, the decisions you make at a local level. But just because some schools do better with less doesn't mean that less is okay. I think the big piece that hasn't been restored for funding in the formula is the piece that allows schools to purchase new curriculum, technology, textbooks, materials, that type of stuff. You know, it's almost about $400 per kid in the school districts and $200 per kid in the charter schools. And when you're talking about completely changing the level of the subject matter you're teaching in each grade, that's a lot to implement without having the proper materials to support teachers in the classroom.
So do you think that in order to raise the scores, it's a matter of more money? I mean, is that the piece? Is that the biggest piece? Or are there other things that also need to happen?
I don't think it's the piece. I think it's a piece. It would make it easier for schools to do professional development on the teachers and help support what's going on in the classroom more. But I don't think, I mean, money is not a panacea. It just doesn't solve all problems. I think that obviously we need to focus our efforts and see what's working in some the schools that are doing really, really well, especially with our more challenged populations. We need to see what they're doing and try to replicate that in our other schools.
Stacy Morley is the Government Affairs Director with Stanford Children Arizona. Stacy, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks.